If you listen to Life 100.3, every hour or so, you'll hear a song by Dan Bremnes, born in Salmon Arm, British Columbia, made his way to Nashville following the dream. But that dream is a journey. He's been sharing it online as well. Let's get caught up with Dan Bremnes. Hey, Dan.
How you doing?
Doing good. Where are you right now?
Well, I am actually in Italy. At a friend's 40th birthday, of all things.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Nothing music related, but you have been keeping everybody up to date online. And I have to admit, I was following you on Instagram, and your recent post just... First, I'm reading it. It had me a little concerned. But then by the end, I was pretty happy for you. Tell us what's been going on.
Yeah, the post I shared was just about a little bit of my faith journey and how I've wrestled with my faith over the last few years, and how at one point I felt like I'd lost it, and recently felt like I found it, and it feels stronger than ever. And that's kind of the gist of the post and the gist of my journey.
Now, all through that, could anybody tell, or was this more of an internal struggle?
My wife, we had a lot of conversations and some close friends, but it was mainly internal. And I think maybe I'm not super unique. Maybe a lot of people are wrestling with their faith. But one of my main takeaways is that I think we're meant to wrestle with our faith. You know, the Bible talks about working out our faith with fear and trembling. I think that's the place I was in of holding some things that felt like they didn't work anymore, but still wanting to hold my faith. And that led me deeper into just seeing what was there that was real, you know, and I had to let a lot of things go. And I had to do a lot of reading and digging and praying and searching. And it's been one of the best journeys I've ever taken.
Wow. Now, that scripture you mentioned where we're all asked to work out our faith. Do you think a lot of people maybe stop at a point where maybe that you got?
I do. I really do. I have a number of friends that have stopped at that point. And I think part of it is maybe a very small idea in our mind that we think if we're wrestling with it, it means that it's toast, you know, that we need to give up on it. You know, I think we can. I think we can in some ways give up on it. But I think we need to let some things go. I had to let some things go, you know. But I deep down, you know, it's not something I ever wanted to lose. And I think now I see my faith as something I'll constantly be wrestling with. You know that story about Jacob, you know, and he wrestles with God,
right?
And God changes his name. And I think a lot of people that grew up in church, we get to that point where we have to wrestle with God, and then we receive a new name or a new faith, you know.
Wow.
And I'm okay with that now. I used to be afraid of it, you know. We're always afraid, if I lose my faith, what's going to happen, you know?
Right.
Am I in danger of losing my salvation, you know? And I think that's the wrong thing to focus on. I think the wrestle makes it stronger.
I don't think I'll hear your song Let That Go the same way anymore now.
Well, you always have a good sense of humor.
Well, now since you posted that, there have been some comments, and it seems like more of us may be going through that than we think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've had a lot of people mention that exact thing, and honestly, it's been really, really refreshing to have some new conversations with people that have either been in the same boat or are in the same boat. And you know, instead of feeling shame around it, maybe feeling some energy and some excitement, like that something new is coming, you know?
Yeah. What would you say to somebody today who may be listening going, you know what, I'm struggling a little bit with my faith. I'm wondering what it's all about. Just to kind of encourage them this morning.
I think I would say there's a verse that says, seek and you will find. And I think some of us, you know, I can only speak for myself, growing up in church as a pastor's kid, in some ways, it felt like my faith was handed to me, and there was not a lot of speaking that went on. And this journey for me was a speaking journey, and I did. I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of speaking internally, and I found something that was new. And it's been, you know, the best journey I've ever been on. And I'm starting to realize that it's a journey that never ends. You know,
yeah.
It's the seeking and the finding that we're really invited to do. Like, it doesn't just land in our lap.
Dan Bremnes, get back to your adventures in Italy. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us today.
Thank you. Thanks for spending the time.